Tonight, Columbia brings you romance and a tale of exotic mystery and a surprising ending, The Isles of Spice and Lilies. Once again, the Columbia Broadcasting System brings you romance, great love stories of today and yesterday. Here you will find adventure, the adventure of boy and girl, man and woman, in search of happiness with one another. Here you will find mystery, the mystery of the human heart. Tonight we bring you the dramatic account of a young man's desperate search for a lost love, Wilbur Daniel Steele's powerful story, The Isles of Spice and Lilies. And here is Chester Stratton as Merrill Mygate, whose story this is.
The first thing that had any meaning for me was the whistle. A steamship whistle. Lying there in bed, that was something to start on. The ship whistle meant that I was near the sea or a lake. And then I heard sounds of traffic coming through the window, and that told me I was in some city. And then I saw my arm and the anchor tattooed on it. After that, I thought I must be some kind of sailor, and I stopped wondering about anything for a while. And then I became conscious of the disturbing blanks. Began to ask questions to fill them.
Yes, this is a hospital. Why, you're in San Francisco.
It was when the nurse asked me a question that my slowly forming vague uneasiness was explained.
We don't seem to have your name and address. What are they?
It was then that panic gripped me. I didn't know my name or where I came from. I knew nothing of my past. Oh, the doctor calmly assured me, encouraged me, but as the days went by, my fears mounted. And his very calmness terrified me.
There's nothing to worry about, lad. This often happens after scarlet fever, the kind of seas that you've been through. But it's an amnesia that passes.
When, though? When?
Soon, if I can just get you to want to remember.
Oh, but I do, Doc. I want to remember. I try.
No. Wait. By you, I don't mean this you that's talking here, thinking here with the top side of your cranium.
Well, if you think I'm trying to hide anything.
It's not you, boy. It's the other guy. The you that lives way down under, the boss of the filing cabinet in your head.
Oh, Doc, what can I do? What can I do if I don't even know what's wrong? Isn't there something that can be done?
Well, concentration will help sometimes. Intense concentration. You probably do it every night you sleep. Because it's that other guy that does your dreaming. And if only you could remember when you waken the parts of the dream that he doesn't want you to.
Well, gee, Doc, I don't want to cause you any trouble, but...
It's something that can't hurt you, lad. Will you give it a try for me?
Sure. I'll try it.
I know you're tired, lad, but keep staring at the paper. That's your signboard. Keep thinking of it as your signboard. It's for that other guy to write on when he's ready. No, don't close your eyes. Keep them on the signboard.
Signboard.
The paper. Keep concentrating on the paper. That's your signboard.
The White Friars.
Who are the White Friars?
White Rocks. They're killing the natives. No. It's the Friars. Oh, no. I don't know. Some were killed Thursday, and I hear the bell.
What bell?
I daren't go out by the bell till dark. Lay low till dark in behind the sisters.
What sisters?
The three gray sisters. Cocoa. Nutmeg, cinnamon, spices. What will the wages be?
Wages?
Maybe death. Oh, no. No! It's dark. The bell is still. Oh, Lorelei, I'll find you. I'll find you.
The doctor had written down every word I said. He let me read the transcript when I woke up, and, well, it didn't make any sense, any of it.
You must realize that not a word of it awake may have the sense it had dreaming.
But, Doc, I don't remember any of these people or things. White friars, the three gray sisters, Lorelei.
Well, that guy in the subconscious has 1,000 dodges, double meanings, association hookups, far-fetched puns. Read it again. See if there isn't some one thing that can touch a spark.
The White Friars.
Might be rocks of some sort. I find there's a reef in the Irish Sea called the Grey Friars.
The White Rocks.
And then there's that about the bell. Now, mayn't the three gray sisters taking the bell as a buoy?
Now, let me think. Cocoa, nutmeg, cinnamon.
Got something?
Well, I thought for a second, but not quite. You see, I remember the smell of lilies, Doc. Kind of heavy, hot lilies.
Spices?
No, it was lilies. I remember it from the dream, I think. And that's all I can remember.
What about Lorelei? Is that name familiar to you?
Oh.
A girl, perhaps?
Well, I know about Lorelei, the sirens on the Rhine, but Lorelei, oh, Lorelei, I'll always come back to you. I'll always come back.
Catch a spark, Brad?
Hey, Doc, could that mean maybe somewhere there's a girl?
Or
a wife, maybe?
Quite possibly. But you'll have to ask the other guy. He'll have it in his files.
The doctor let me keep the transcript of what I said in the dream, and I read it over and over. See, it was the only link I had with my real self. The only one until that day the nurse brought a middle-aged, stout man to my bed in the ward. And I knew him. Dad. You here.
Hello, Merrill.
My name is Merrill. Merrill? Mygate? Yeah. Merrill August Mygate. How's everything back in... Back in... You know, Dad.
Des Moines?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I mean. Des Moines. I said I remembered it was Des Moines, but I was only echoing what Dad said. I didn't remember Des Moines. The amnesia or whatever it was the scarlet fever brought on just wiped the past away. But I knew Dad. And as soon as we were alone together after I left the hospital and was on the train with him, I sensed that something had happened between us. Every once in a while, Dad would say something that would let me know what was troubling him.
Where did you go when you were a sailor?
Hmm? Oh, where'd I go? I don't know, Dad.
Well, that's why I almost didn't look into it when the police at home got the description of the fellow in San Francisco. Where did you ever get that tattooing done on your arm, son?
Honest, Dad, I don't know that either.
Guess you wouldn't know if, you don't think you got yourself mixed up in anything?
What?
I mean, you aren't married or anything? Some girl somewhere?
I don't know, Dad, really. Honest, I don't remember anything or I'd tell you.
Sure, sure. It's all right, son. We're not going to have any more trouble. Bygones are bygones, hmm?
Sure, Dad. But tell me, what was it I left home in the first place? Why? Why did I leave home?
Son, that's all water under the bridge. Let's both forget it.
As soon as I saw Des Moines, I knew it was home. When I settled in my old bed, my own bed, that first night at home, I knew I was going to be all right in time. There was only one thought that bothered me as I slid off into sleep. The word, the name Lorelei kept forming on my lips. Lorelei.
Yeah, you. Wait, Lorelei. Where's Lorelei?
They're killing the natives. Run, run and save yourself.
Look, where's Lorelei? I got to find her.
It's Thursday, and we killed Thursday.
Oh, Lorelei, wait for me. Don't run away from me. Lorelei, wait.
The White Friars, they're killing the natives behind the White Rock.
You're not Lorelei, you're the nurse. But tell me where she was, Lorelei.
The Great Sisters out by the bell. They're killing the natives. The White Friars, they're killing the natives. The cocoa, nutmeg.
Spices, everything nice. Oh, Lorelei, where are you?
My eyes came open and I was awake. Oh, I felt my fingers digging into the covers of my bed. I slept no more that night, bedeviled by the now sure knowledge that in my past, in that lost sea of time, there was someone I loved. Oh, someone I loved desperately. Well, in the light of day, I realized that even with that knowledge, I was helpless. Because there was no one I could talk to about it. There seemed to be nothing I could do about finding her. And yet I knew my life would not be right until I knew something about the past. Something to start me back to Lorelei. But it wasn't until I started to tell the shy, pretty girl at the library what I wanted that Saturday afternoon that I realized how vague my hopes were.
About the South Seas? You say something about islands in the South Seas.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's white shadows in the South Seas that I know of. There are others, but if you have no one place in mind...
No, that ought to be all right.
I'll have to see if it's in.
Say, wait a minute. Haven't I seen you somewhere?
Washington High. But I was only a junior. I didn't suppose you'd remember me.
Oh, sure. Of course, Alice.
That's right, Dawn.
Of course, Alice Dawn.
We're all happy you're back in town again, Mr. Mygate. I read about you in the paper. Well, you're a fast reader.
I couldn't sleep last night, so I read. I finished it at work today.
Like?
Well, it was very interesting, but it... Oh, it's not it. There aren't any spices, and there have to be spices. And lilies.
I was just thinking that Lantor might be the one. It has nutmeg, forest, and there's mace and cinnamon and copra and... Oh, I don't know what else.
Copra?
That's the meat of the coconuts they dry.
Coconuts? Yeah, I could have meant coconut when I said cocoa. Of course, it could have been a trick of the guy.
What?
Excuse me. I was thinking about something I said in a dream once. You know, Alice, I never told you why I'm hunting for the island.
You don't have to, if you don't like.
I'd like to. I'd like to talk to somebody about it. Alice, the library closes in an hour. Would you mind if I wait and maybe walk you home?
Why, no. I wouldn't mind.
The next few weeks, a little at a time, I told Alice all about everything. See, we were together almost every night. No, wait. I didn't tell her everything. Because somehow I felt she wouldn't want to hear about Lorelei. And I didn't want to tell her until I knew. Yet I was sure I'd have to tell her sooner or later. Because of the way I was beginning to feel about her. A Labor Day weekend, Alice and I spent a day at the lake. And just before sunset, we took a canoe out and we paddled.
There mustn't be anybody left in town.
No.
Just everybody's here at the lake. You know that fellow? In the green canoe with the blonde girl. I think he's waving to you.
Oh, yeah. That's Wade Coy. And Belle Wingate's with him.
Ahoy there!
Hi, Wade!
Long time no see. Hear you were about to be a sailor and had a time for yourself.
Guess maybe I did.
Here I used to think you were set for the baking business.
Yeah, how about that?
But I guess you had one in every port. I guess you don't talk about that.
I hear you don't remember anything. That's the way to handle it, Merrill. Wise boy. No skin off your neck if you don't remember anything. Well, see you, boy.
Hey, yeah. See you around.
Were you planning to go in the baking business?
Not that I know anything about.
They thought that was awfully funny.
Seemed to. Must be an old gag we had. Say, Alice, you want to go out to the island? Ought to be nice. Sunset over the water.
Oh, it should be lovely.
Nice, huh?
A little, but pleasantly tired. You're the one who's really tired, though. Here, lie down and put your head on my lap.
Don't mind if I do. It's very kind of you, miss. Very kind. You are, you know. You're very kind and very sweet.
Oh, pooh.
I mean it, Alice. I mean it. Darling.
Yes, Merrill.
Say, darling.
Darling. Merrill, darling.
Oh, dearest. Dearest Alice. What? I must be crazy to do this to you.
It's all right, Merrill. It's all right.
But there's so many things I haven't told you, Alice. I haven't been fair to you.
It's all right, darling. I know.
But you can't know. I never told anybody.
But I know.
Alice, I want to tell you. I want you to understand.
Please, dear, don't talk. Just put your head down. I understand, and you haven't been unfair to me because I knew. I could tell almost from the first. Does this feel nice?
Wonderful.
Well, that's because rubbing the temples brings blood to the head, and that relaxes you. You get to know all sorts of things like that, working in the library. I can find almost anything in a book, almost everything. Everything but what you want to know most. The sun's going down, darling. Darling.
You. Wait, Lorelei, you know where Lorelei is? Will you tell me where I can find her?
They're killing the natives. Run and save yourself.
But where is Lorelei? I have to find her.
It's Thursday, and we kill Thursday.
Lorelei, where are you? Lorelei.
Here I am, darling. Here I am.
Oh, dearest. I've found you. I was so afraid you were lost.
I escaped from the lilies.
Oh, I'm so afraid I lost you. Here, let me see your face, darling. Turn your face to the moon so I can see your face. Darling. Oh, don't leave me. Don't leave me now that I found you. Oh, I love you, Lorelei.
I opened my eyes with a frightened start, and I closed them quickly, because I saw such a terrible despair on Alice's face. Oh, it was there just for a fraction of a second, and she quickly smiled at me, but the smile didn't hide the terrible despair, and I closed my eyes. I pressed her hands away from my temples.
Meryl, you missed the sunset.
I had that dream again.
I know.
Did I say anything?
Just Lorelei or something that sounded like it.
Alice, if only I didn't hunt her in my dreams.
Oh, I know, I know.
But I love you now, Alice, and someday all the past may come back to me and everything may be changed.
But we can't help it, Meryl.
Darling, what can I do? I can't go on this way.
You'll have to find her, that's all.
But I don't love her as I love you.
You don't know, dear. You won't know until you find her.
What can I do? What can I do, Alice?
Find her, darling, that's all.
But how? Oh, I tried, and I may never be able to find her. I may never remember.
You will. You will now. You say it's only when you see faces and places that you remember things.
Well, it seems to work that way.
Then there's no other way, Meryl. You'll have to start out the way you did before and look for her.
That evening, alone in my room, watching a path of moonlight move across my bed, something in me rebelled. Alice said that I'd find what I was looking for by retracing my course. And something inside me told me she was right. I knew I'd never in God's world find it if I waited for money and tomorrow.
What?
Oh, how far does this trolley go?
Huh? Oh, Meryl. Farther than you do, Meryl. How you been?
Looking back, I guess I took the trolley by force of some forgotten habit. I decided to take the line of least resistance, since that was probably how I'd done it before. And then the trolley came along, and I got on it. And when I found out that the motorman knew me, I sat up on the little seat by his shoulder.
How's every little thing by you, Meryl? I ain't seen you for a month of Sundays.
Oh, I've been away.
Oh, I heard.
I used to ride out this way with you after school sometimes. When I was in high school, didn't I?
You're telling me. Yes, sir. I wish I was you, your age. Night off, with a moon like that coming up. Give it a look, Meryl.
I see. Swell.
I guess you ain't letting none of it go to waste, huh? Brought you out here often enough to know where you're going. And here you are. Well, ain't you getting out here? You ain't forgotten, have you?
Yeah. I'm getting out here, I guess.
Maybe I'll see you on the way back. Late, huh?
Maybe.
With that moon, oh, maybe.
And then I saw it. A signboard. A signboard I'd seen 100 times. Oh, thoughts and explanations and memories came rushing into my mind like a torrent. Why, it was the signboard I'd seen in that dream when the doctor kept asking me to look at the paper and think it was my signboard. And it was this one. This was the signboard I saw in my dream. Sam Bowski's Poultry Market. Fresh killed every Thursday. Native white rock fryers.
Oh, then I was running, taking in memories at every step as I raced down the hill to the river, where I'd gone so many times before. Oh, I could smell the tides of smells of spice, cocoa, cinnamon, nutmeg, spices, as they swam out of the bakery shop to meet me. I read the sign a lot of myself, although I'd seen it hundreds of times. Lorelei Bakery. Johann Grace, proprietor. And then I heard the bell. And I remembered how it had been that night when my father came charging into the bakery shop, angry, looking for me. And I remembered how frightened I was there in the back room. I remembered how I cringed in fear and humiliation as he lashed at me with that trunk strap when he found me. And now, I was just standing there at the door of the bakery shop. And a girl came out of the back room and she said,
"What can I do for... Oh, good heavens."
"Hi, Rosa."
"You. You my gate kid. Get out of here. If your old man was to find out..."
"Where is she?"
"Look, I think you had enough once. Didn't he give you a beating up for coming here?"
"Where is she? Where's Lily, Rosa?"
"Lily ain't here. Now go away."
"Who is it, Rosa?
Stay back there, Lily."
"Oh, it's all right, Lily. It's me. Merrill Mygate."
"Oh, no."
"Merrill, let me talk to you about Lily. She's married, Merrill."
"That's right, Merrill. After that night, I didn't think you'd ever come back. And then I heard you'd run away."
"Why, the perfume I thought was Lily's. That's just cheap stuff you use. And it isn't Lily's at all. It's heliotrope. You're Lily."
"Yeah, of course."
"He's not."
"You're Lily." Why, the heavy scent of her 10-cent store perfume stayed in my nostrils as I ran. And I did run. Away from the bakery, away from the Gray sisters, away from Lily. Through with the memory once I found it. Oh, Alice's mother must have thought I was really crazy as I stood there at the door of the Doane's house, panting, wild-eyed, asking for Alice. And then she was in my arms.
"Oh, darling, darling. What happened?"
"Oh, dearest, you're my Lorelei."
"Yeah, you mustn't tease me that way."
"No, it's true, Alice. I know it all now. You see, it wasn't at all what I thought. It was just my mind playing tricks. And everything's come back."
"Oh, please, one thing at a time, darling."
"Well, you see, I wasn't a sailor. I didn't find an island of spice and lilies. I was a tramp. I drifted around the country, and then I had that tattoo done when I was carrying a sandwich board for a tattoo artist in Denver. And I made up those dreams out of words I once read on a signboard, and then they all got twisted."
"But Lorelei, what about Lorelei?"
"Well, Lorelei is you. You're Lorelei, darling. No, really, you are."
"But that can't be."
"Oh, it's true, I swear it, darling. You see, the last time I dreamed of my isle of lilies and spice, it was your voice I heard."
"Oh, darling."
"And that blasted guy down deep in my head, he wouldn't let me see or I'd have known. Now, Lorelei was somebody else the first time I dreamed a dream. But I've just seen her. And she's not my Lorelei." "You are, darling. Yes, you are. In the Isle of Lilies and Spice. Is ours."
Columbia has brought you Romance, great love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight's adaptation of Wilbur Daniel Steele's Isles of Spice and Lilies was written by Charles Gussman. The music was conducted by Charles Paul. The boy was Chester Stratton, the girl was Gwen Alden, and the director was Albert Ward. Next week, Romance will bring you Mark Reed's great Broadway comedy success, Petticoat Fever. Remember, next week, same time for Romance, a Columbia feature production. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.